This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
It is the final Spotlight Connecticut of 2025, yet another year of excellence in traveling around Connecticut and telling wild Connecticut stories and profiles of incredible people, places, and things from across the Nutmeg State. It has been my honor to do it all throughout 2025. I'm doing math here, okay? I'm looking at all of the shows, and when you factor in Red Sox play-by-play, which messed a few things up here or there, and one week when I was not able to be live, we missed only 3 weeks. We missed only 3 weeks. I mean, that is incredible. The most ever for one particular year of my Spotlight Connecticut show. And again, it has been my honor and pleasure to go around Connecticut with you in the audience and find, again, unique stories from across the state with newsmakers that you might not otherwise consider. And we're going to do it all over again in 2026. Of course, I'm also launching a new talk show that will be on Saturday nights from 9 until midnight. We'll talk about that hopefully a little later on. Nighttime Neighbors, we call it. But Spotlight Connecticut, not changing. The mission will stay the same. And again, happy to do it for you. And let's be honest, with you. All right. Now, this is a very special Spotlight Connecticut. I don't usually bring on personal guests, people that I know personally, people who I would call friends. Of course, we do the Christmas show with friends, which was last week. But this is one of the other anomalies where it's someone I know from my own personal life who I usually try to keep separate from everything else that I do in my public eye. I keep my friends and family separate. But this is somebody who's had an impact not only on my life, but many other lives across the country. She's a professional photographer. We met back in college many years back. It wasn't that long ago, but it feels like it was much longer ago. And ever since then, she has been touring with big groups, bands. She's been going nationally across the country. She's about to go international with another tour, doing band photography. They get posted online, published all over the place. It's really incredible the work that Dominique DaCosta does. And it's my pleasure to welcome her on WTIC at Spotlight Connecticut. Dominique, hi, how are you?
Hi, Morgan. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. And I should also point out that you're my own photographer. So when I need pictures taken, and I have for many years, you're my go-to when you're back home.
And I am honored to do so. It's been great to continue the relationship from our first communications class in college all the way to now.
Yes, and you know, as we were preparing for the show, like about 30 minutes before the program, the name Dr. Edmund Chabot popped into my mind. We loved that guy. He was an incredible professor. May he rest in peace. And he has he brought us together for the first time ever. I think that was in 2014. Here we are 11 years later. I'm sure he would be proud we stayed in touch and that we collaborate still all these years later.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Well, yeah, what a professor. He was awesome to have.
He was awesome, and he taught us to think creatively and abstractly, and I know that it's impacted both of our careers very much.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, let's talk about you and your photography. It's going to be the focus of our hour on WTIC. How did you get interested in photography? Like, take me back. Like, were you a kid? Did you have a little Kodak camera? Like, what was it about pictures and photography that made you say, I want to do this as a career? And also, may I add, at a pretty high level.
Well, it's funny. I always thought photography was cool, but I was never super into it. I was never very driven of like, this is what I'm going to do. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a chef. And then in 2010, I went to my first concert ever, something called the Vans Warped Tour. It was this large music festival that traveled all around the country. 100 plus bands would come through. They'd play the Xfinity Center in Hartford. And it was a mind-blowing experience. I thought it was so cool. I liked music, but I'd never really found a passion for music. And this festival kind of did that for me, showed me the music, showed me the bands that I would, like, really felt something for. So I just, I full sent into the culture, researching the bands, the culture, the style, people who worked in it. And there's one name that kept popping up, and it was a name, Jeremy Saffer. And he is a very, very talented and wonderful person, based in Western Mass. And he was a photographer for all these bands, celebrities who worked in horror films. And his name popped up with absolutely everybody. So one day I got a little gutsy and decided to reach out to him on Twitter, of all places. I said, oh, man, it would be so great to work together one day. And to my surprise, he actually responded and said, yeah, let's do it.
Did you think that he would respond?
I did not think he would respond. It was a total shot in the dark. I was like, oh, I'll just put it out there. I didn't expect anything to come of it. And he responded so quickly. And I was just like, oh, no, what do I do now? It's just like I wasn't ready.
Now this is real.
Yeah, exactly. I ended up meeting. We started chatting, talking about just the general interest, but like what he does. And I met him a year later at the following year's Connecticut Vans Warped Tour. Started to get to know him a little bit more and just really see him in action about what he does. And the more I learned, the more I understood. I'm like, okay, I have no musical talent, but this is something I'm interested in. It'll get me in this musical world that's just alternative to anything I've seen and heard before. And photography is something, I'm more of a visual person, so this all makes sense for me. From there, I started occasionally assisting him on photo shoots or at shows where I could. During college, I interned under him, started helping work his table at festivals, assist him, just really see what it was like to be in his role and to see what that career field was like. All the work, all the prep, how to communicate with people, everything in between. And I just kept getting more and more interested in it and started going to shows myself, local shows at the Webster in Hartford, trying to work for any local band. There was a band that started working with me called Half Hearted. To this day, some of the best people I know, great guys, and they gave me an opportunity of, like, I became their photographer. And at first, I was not good. I will fully admit it. I am grateful to them for all the opportunities they gave me, because they gave me a chance to really work on my craft. And that was the cool thing about the Webster and the Webster Underground specifically. They didn't require photo passes. So as long as you had a ticket, you can bring in a camera and you can learn. And photographing in that environment versus, let's say, school photos, wedding photography, general event photography, it's very different. It's fast-paced. It's low lighting. It's very dark. There's people moving around. Depending on the type of music, there's like mosh pits, crowd surfing. There's a lot of factors to work around. So it was cool to kind of really learn in the environment itself. And I just kept enjoying it more and more. And then many, many years later, it was a constant back and forth of, yeah, I'm going to do this. No, I suck at this. I can't do it. Okay, no, I'll give it a try. It's constant, up and down. Is this going to work? Is this not? How do I make this a realistic career? It wasn't clicking for some reason. And I was getting to the point where I'm like, all right, maybe I need to go in a different direction. Maybe this just isn't it. And Jeremy, he called me to assist a photo shoot. And it had been many, many years since I had worked with him. And I had no plans for that day. And I said, all right, cool. Yeah, I'll be there. I end up going to the photo shoot, meeting this band named Another Day Dawns. And they're based out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And they were awesome. Four wonderful people. We got along great. We were making jokes. Photo shoot went smooth. And it was so funny to me because, like, I did nothing at that photo shoot. I was just kind of there. I occasionally held the light, plugged something in, but it's like he didn't need me. And I couldn't wrap my head around why I was there. I appreciated being there. I always like hanging out with a friend, meeting new people, but I couldn't wrap my head around why I was there until months later when that same band called me. And I'm sorry, they sent a message on Instagram and it said, "Hey, sorry to bother you, but would you like to come on the road with us?"
Whoa.
And I was mind blown because that's the message I've always wanted to receive, but never ever thought I would. And then it was a very scary moment of, oh man, do I say yes and change my whole life? Or do I say no out of fear? And I was very tempted to say no. I will say it's you don't know. It takes you completely out of your comfort zone, traveling with strangers, going on tour. Like, I didn't know the logistics of what that actually involved. So I was very, very nervous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I said yes anyway. And then I realized, I'm like, hey, maybe I should ask a few questions first. You know, who, what, where, when, all that fun stuff that I should probably have information on. And they sent me the ad mat, and it was a tour with Breaking Benjamin and Bush, and I couldn't believe it. It was an arena tour with two of the biggest rock bands in the country.
That's huge.
It's huge. I didn't expect it. That was the last thing I ever expected. I expected it to be this small little club tour with a bunch of bands I didn't know, and it ended up being bands I'd listened to in middle school.
Nope, you're going to arenas now.
Yes, yeah. So my first legitimate tour ever, I started at arenas, which is huge because most people have to really grind at the club and theater level to really build up to the arenas, the sheds, and so on and so forth. So I got very, very lucky to have my first opportunity of touring to be at the arena level.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's WTIC News Talk 1080 and Spotlight Connecticut. My guest is Miss Dominique DaCosta, who is a personal friend of mine. I'll disclose that for everybody to know. And she is my photographer. However, her story goes deeper than just working for yours truly at WTIC. She has toured with some major bands. Right now, she's back home in Connecticut enjoying time here in her home state. And she'll be embarking on more tours. We were talking about that very first tour she did, which takes us back to, my understanding is 2023, where she got the call to go on the road, and she finds herself in big arenas, and really her work and her efforts have not let up since then. It's a totally different world than just doing portraits, like studio portraits, like what she does for me and other things, which she does quite well. But when you're there and the concert is live and the show is live, it's really quite a different thing, a different atmosphere, and takes a special skill, and Dominique has that. Dominique, when you're going on tour, whether it's that very first one or the one that you're going to be embarking on soon, which might even be a separate conversation, how do you prepare for that? Like, mentally, how do you prepare for that professionally as far as kind of understanding what you're going to be doing and what you're going to have to work with? How do you set aside all of your equipment and travel with it? Like, how does it work?
So I will say now versus my first tour, it's a lot easier to prepare now.
Sure.
That I know going into it how the tours run. My first tour ever, I was packing blankets and pillows and shower towels and every piece of clothing possible and every piece of gear I had because I didn't know what was provided. And it was an arena tour. However, I didn't know what that meant. And we were traveling in a Suburban. So there were five of us traveling the country in a Suburban going through arenas. So I was trying to, I even brought like a full size mirror. I didn't know what I was doing. I overpacked like crazy. But now it's much simpler. Shout out Pelican cases. They are absolutely incredible. You see anybody in a touring industry, they have a Pelican case because they are just so reliable. They are so sturdy. So I use that for my camera case with some inserts specified for all of my cameras and lenses. And now I have it down to a science of exactly what I need for what. I only carry a certain amount of lenses. I have two cameras and a gimbal, which is a stabilizer to use for video. That way you get that nice smooth shot. So gear-wise, I'm pretty locked and loaded in and simplified. Simplification is the overarching theme of packing for a tour. You don't want to overdo it because at the end of the day, you're traveling every single day. I'm grateful enough that I am on bus tours, so we do travel in a bus. We do have storage space under the bus for like full suitcases and for all our equipment and whatnot. But you just want to simplify because you're living out of one suitcase. You have to carry this stuff in and out of hotels, in and out of venues, all the way across the country. The more you have, the more there is to lose. One thing that is very simple and very funny in an aspect, the color is black. You wear black. You are not supposed to, as crew, your job is to not be seen, not for any other reason other than the show is not about you. You want to keep the magic of the show alive, and the less the crowd sees of all the behind the scenes, the more the magic is there, the more they're paying attention to the artist and all the crazy things going on, whether it's lights, visuals, lasers, any special effects. You want to keep their eye on that. So it's so much easier to pack when you're packing one color.
That is a lot easier. It really is. Now, if you think about all of the tours that you have done, you do a few each year. It seems to me you get better with everyone. Okay, you learn different techniques, different tricks. Maybe you're upgrading your equipment. I was there over a decade ago when you were taking your simplest photos. And I think in those days you had one or two cameras and one or two lenses. And now it seems to be that you really know how to mix it up, diversify, and improve as time goes on. How does that develop for you?
So it helps when you stick with an artist. I've been very lucky. The bands that I have worked for, I've been with them for multiple tours. So you start to study the artist. You get to know what they like, what they don't like, how they react in certain situations, their stage movements, their stage patterns. And so you start, you yourself will get into a pattern of shooting the same way, or photographing the same way. I apologize. And you want to start switching it up. So basically and most bands will stay consistent with their set list, as in they play mostly the same songs every night. So let's say some nights I start on stage, then the next night I'll start from the back of the venue, or I'll start concentrating on more of the fans or more of the drummer or more of the guitarist. It's just the approach you take. You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get the best cameras, the best lenses, the best filters, everything under the sun. But the best photographers and the best people in any industry fine-tune their craft, fine-tune their equipment, and they approach things differently, and they try to view the situation differently in every moment. Not every venue is the same, and sometimes that hurts you, and sometimes that helps you. There are some venues, the stage is like 3 feet above my head. And there's some venues that I could see over the stage. And everybody will know about it because I'll go running around of, hey, guys, I could see you on the stage today. This could be great. So it's just, it's really just trying to take a different approach every time. And you do hit roadblocks of you're covering the same show for months on it, weeks, months, potentially years on end. It becomes difficult. However, you can also start looking at other people's work. Well, how do they shoot that show? How do they cover that band? Or even local photographers that come in and they're covering the band that you're with. Maybe they did something different that day that you didn't think of. Oh, maybe, you know, let me do this one upside down. Let me edit it a little bit differently, which is a fun challenge.
And you have literally shot upside down. It is true. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I want to point out before we go to the break for the bottom hour news here, Dominique, you had to pivot with me years ago when you found out my eyes cannot handle bright lights.
That is a common factor. So
is it really?
It's definitely not friendly to a lot of people, especially with people with lighter color eyes or more sensitive eyes, but we make it work.
It's WTIC News Talk 1080 as we continue with photographer Dominique DaCosta. There is a reason as to why I decided to bump back in with that. Disturb, the Sound of Silence. I'm Morgan Cunningham. There are a few groups, a few bands that when I hear them, I think of Dominique. And I'm like, oh, hey, she's gotten to know them or met them or bumped into them or worked with them or whatever the case may be. And I guess that you had an encounter once upon a time with Disturbed somewhere along the road. And I don't know, it just, it always stuck with me because I hear that song all the time, Dominique.
Oh, that I am, you know, I am honored considering I like listened to these bands back in the day as a fan and now people are connecting me to them. That's a huge honor.
A lot of fun, I'm sure, for you, too. I mean, how do you handle, you know, if you're being professional here and you're doing photography for acts of this caliber, if you're doing photography for them, you know, obviously you have to be professional, but there has to be a part of you that's a little starstruck sometimes.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. It's definitely a part of the job of you treat them like an average person, but obviously with respect. I will say for the most part, I haven't gotten too starstruck with some of these bands. The ones that hit me the most was Chris Daughtry, of course.
You were a fan from a young age, weren't you?
Yeah, like back in 2006 when he started, I was a fan. And I didn't know he was on American Idol. I had no idea. I knew him as Chris Daughtry from Daughtry. So I only knew about his band. And I didn't know about the American Idol stuff till I started working with him. And everybody's like, oh, he's American Idol. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's Chris Daughtry of Daughtry. I didn't know that's how he was, like, his beginning. I was just genuinely a fan of his band. So having the opportunity to work with him and now work for him has been huge for me, just as a genuine fan. Same thing with Breaking Benjamin. Knew them back in the day and just the opportunity to get to meet them. I wasn't super familiar with like them as people, but just the opportunity to work with them. And when I work with OAR, they're very connected to a lot of people in the entertainment industry. And there was one festival we did together where the MC for the weekend was Jason Biggs. And that really got me. Jason Biggs and also Chef Robert Irvine from the Food Network. Those two, that was genuinely shocking of like, whoa, all right, I am starstruck. There's no words coming out of my mouth. I don't know what to do. But, you know, I handled it in the moment, of course. But in the back of your head, you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm in this situation. Like, this doesn't make sense whatsoever. There was a day at one of these festivals that I'm sitting at the table. It's me, my tour manager, all of OAR, Jason Biggs, and Sheryl Crow comes up to the table. And I'm like, I don't belong here. Something does not belong, and it's me. Like, this is crazy. I couldn't have made this up in my wildest dreams, and here I am just sitting in this situation. But it definitely fits in the back of your mind of, like, all of the things that could happen. That same festival, I met Run DMC. I was working with them. It really blows your mind.
In other words, you're not always working directly with these people or for these people, but your paths cross.
Yes. Or so many people, the entertainment industry is much smaller than people think. So there's a lot of interaction of celebrities, actors, bands, different musicians, pop artists. They kind of all know each other in a weird way. There is one connecting another at all times. And so you start interacting with these people, or they'll come out to a show as a special guest. So you just never know who you can meet, who you can work with. And the fun thing about being the photographer, I've captured all these moments. I have proof that I've met all these people that just these things have happened.
She's not making this up, folks. She's not making it up.
Like, I have a picture of all of OAR with Run DMC and Richie Sambora. That would have never popped up on my bingo card in my life. But
wow.
I have that photo. I have that from that one moment that it happened. And they did a show together, and it was awesome. It was incredible. They all did a phenomenal job together. And it's really cool to get to capture these really special moments in time, because you see those videos on Facebook, Instagram, any social media of a band bringing out a special guest, and the crowd goes wild because it's not a common occurrence. And so being able to not only be there for those moments, but be able to capture them is a huge opportunity, and I'm incredibly grateful for it because, yeah. Now, I tell this story to the average person, they're going to be like, oh, no way. And then I can pull up a picture and like, oh, my gosh, it's crazy. So it's mind-blowing. You wake up, you don't know what's going to happen.
Professional photographer Dominique DaCosta with me this week on WTIC's Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. There are people in this audience I know who are familiar certainly with Daughtry, and they might be wondering, what is Chris like behind the stage, like backstage, you know, you get him behind the scenes after a show or during intermission or whatever. What is he like? What's it like getting to know him the last few years?
It's been awesome. It really has been awesome to get to know him. Like, we started out bonding over just how cold we were. We were on a spring tour of a lot of hockey arenas, and we just started bonding. It's like, it's too cold here. And we just continue to work together. He is one of the most disciplined people I've ever met when it comes to his music, when it comes to his health, everything. Like, the guy is, he's super jacked. At this point, he eats super clean. He really takes care of himself. He really, really cares. He's going to fine tune everything. That is one person. He does not skip his sound check. He will always make sure he wants to sound the best. He wants to make sure everything is done to the greatest possible degree so he can put on the best show for his fans. And it's really cool to see. It's really cool to see that behind the scenes, especially him coming from a celebrity stature rather than just a musician stature, which is, it's just a slightly different world and a slightly different background. But I've had a great time working with Chris. It's been crazy to get to know him, just the opportunity to get to know him, to get to know his family, to get to know the rest of the band, because they're all great guys and they come together, and it wouldn't happen without all of them.
About how much time are you guys spending together usually when you're on tour? Is it the whole, like, time? Like, do you ever get any time alone, or are you guys really just always traveling together, working together? What's that like?
So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a mix of both. It's a mix of both. You're always at the same places at the same time. However, obviously my schedule works a little bit different than his. The band doesn't have, like, they don't have to be up at 6-7 in the morning to put the stage together like the stage manager and the road crew does. So they can float in a little bit later. It's more of later in the day, especially as his photographer and now production coordinator. So I'm kind of following them around with a camera. Once he's in, once he's ready for his show day, whether it's a meet and greet, sound check, the show itself, setting up the dressing room, that's more so where our interactions are. Other than that, it's kind of just try to live your average life on the road, which sounds, I'm sure, crazy to most people who are like, well, my average life is I go to work, I go home, I go to the grocery store, go to the gym.
That's not what you're doing.
No. You try to make that work on the road, though. So, like, my off days, I'll hit the hotel gym, maybe a grocery store, grab some food, hang out on the bus because that's where you live. A bus is basically just a very confined house. You got a lounge, you got a kitchen, you got a bathroom, you got some beds, TV stuff. Sometimes people bring like their video game systems. So it's just a matter of getting comfortable of being on the move. But you're always around everybody. And that's something when I first started touring, I wasn't sure if I was going to enjoy that fact, but it's kind of nice because you're not always, everybody's job has the same purpose of let's put on a great show. You put it up, you run the show, and you take it down, and then you move on to the next one. However, we all have different purposes in order to make that happen. So we all work at different times. We all interact with different people at different points in the day. I interact with the band more so than, let's say, the main stage manager, whose job is to make sure the stage is set and running throughout the day, make sure the backdrops are up, drums are in place, all that fun stuff. So it's really different per person, but I'm very lucky. I have the opportunity to get to know the bands on a more personal level because my job is interacting with them with a camera or coordinating the backstage and taking care of the dressing room stuff. And I also hold a lot of respect because I would never want to be followed around with a camera. So I try to be as respectful as possible of any band I work for. I have a conversation with them within the first few days of, hey, I understand that my job is very invasive. There's a camera on you at all times. You have to be on at all times. But you can also tell me, hey, I don't want this filmed. Hey, I'm not in the mood today. I'm not feeling it. Or, like, please don't do this. And you have to build up that relationship of trust. And that takes some time. And I'm willing to put in that effort. And I've been very grateful to everybody who's given me the opportunity to earn that place. Because if I was followed around with a camera all the time, I'd be so uncomfortable. You never know what somebody can post. I never post anything without permission, anything that's going to make somebody look bad. And that's helped me develop the relationship with the artist that I do. So, of course, Chris has been so nice to me since day one, but of course he doesn't know me at all, and I have a camera following him around 24/7. But now he knows he can talk to me about, hey, I like this, I don't like this, this is what I'm going for, hey, maybe not today. I'm like, okay, cool. We've built the relationship of how we can do the job and keep everybody happy and comfortable. And I personally feel like that's the most important part of feeling like comfortable out on the road, because you don't, at the end of the day, you don't get to go home. You don't get to go see your family and friends or like walk away. You live with your coworkers. You live with your bosses at all times. There's no getting away from them, which is sometimes a good thing. And sometimes on tougher days, not so great. So you want to make sure everybody's comfortable and feels safe and safe to communicate that, hey, not today. And Chris has been really great with that, of having those conversations with me. And I think that's why we've worked so well together. And same with the rest of the band. Like, they're so always so open to working on new ideas. If I'm saying, hey, let's try this silly thing, they're like, all right, cool, let's do it. They're always willing to give me a shot. Same thing when I was with Breaking Benjamin. I'd say silly ideas, and they'd be like, all right, cool, let's do it. They'd always give me the opportunity to try to be creative and try to make things work, try to hit a different approach to reach social media numbers, because at the end of the day, my job is to help show what these bands can do, show how awesome they are at interacting with their fans and how great the experience is coming to their show. So that when you see it on social media, you're like, oh, I want to follow this band. I want to hang out with this band. I want to meet them. I want to come to their show. So I have the opportunity to not only show them as the rock stars that they are, but also them as people, which is a really, really awesome gig to have. Because not everybody gets to see the human side of these artists and being able to be the person who puts that out there and opens that door for the artist and the fan relationship is very, very cool.
Wrapping up with Dominique DaCosta. She's a professional photographer. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's WTIC News Talk 1080. As we finish up with Dominique, she has a special announcement, and that is that she is heading international. I'm so happy for you. You know, I knew you back in college. We were in the same classes together. You did some of my inaugural professional photography, which you were doing, I believe, for class at that time. And just to see your career blossom, it is incredible. And to hear that you're going on a tour overseas blows my mind. It really does.
Same here. I never thought I'd have the opportunity to go on a tour, see a tour bus, let alone have the opportunity to now go to, we're doing Europe and the UK with, I work for Daughtry, and we are a direct report for Alter Bridge, and Seven Dust will be opening up for us. So it'll be a very exciting tour, and I'm going to get to see the world, and that is a crazy opportunity.
Have you ever been overseas before at all?
No, I've never been overseas. Furthest I've ever gone is Canada. So this is a big move. All right.
So let's document it here on Spotlight Connecticut. What do you expect, whether it's the show, photography, like what is it? What do you expect going overseas?
I expect it to be very cold. That's what everybody's telling me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cold winter over there. I am expecting, I don't know, anything and everything. I'm kind of excited to just see what different cultures are like, see what different venues are like versus U.S. versus Europe versus U.K., what, like, little differences as far as the room setups, the stage setups, how fans interact with bands over there, the food, the culture, just being able to walk around of, like, okay, you're in Connecticut, everything's pretty close by, there's grocery stores, convenience stores. Is it the same like that in Germany, in London? Like, I have zero frame of reference, and I kind of like going in that way. It's way more exciting.
I was going to say, do you like that, or does it make you nervous?
I mean, there's always some nerves involved in any form of travel just because you're gone from home for so long, but it's more outweighed by the excitement of it. Also, the tour buses out there are double-decker, and
nice.
I think that's just very cool, and I'm just excited to see one of those and experience one of those for myself for the first time. It's a lot of firsts, and that's always exciting. There's nerves that come with it, but it's really exciting of just being able to. I went to Germany for the first time. I went to France for the first time, Italy for the first time. All of these things, it's just exciting, and I'm grateful that I'm already with a group that I know that I'm comfortable with. I'm comfortable with the band. I'm comfortable with the crew. We have a really great and hardworking crew. Alter Bridge is basically Creed without Scott Stapp, and we have been on tour with Creed and their crew, and they are awesome to work with. So there's a lot of comforts that help in that fact if you know the people you're surrounded by. So even if you're having a tough day or you're a little nervous, you have a support system, which is very, very helpful.
Last moment here, Dominique. If people want to see some of your work, check you out, follow you, whatever, can they find you online?
Yes, sir. I am at Dominique DC Photo, mostly just Instagram. I'm not, ironically, not a big social media person, but Instagram is where you can find any of my work, or through Daughtry's page as well.
And yet, I see you all the time on social media. I always see your work somewhere. It always finds me.
I appreciate that. That's the fun part. Everybody else puts up my work for me, so I don't have to.
Great. Well, look, I can't wait to hear about this tour overseas when it happens and see the work that you come up with. And I think we'll have to do another update here on WTIC. What do you say?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor.
Absolutely. And Happy New Year to you, my friend, Dominique DaCosta.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.